Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, Mayor D.C. Reeves is out, but we have David Stafford, the city administrator, to join us. David, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to hear from you.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we got a lot of stuff going on in the city, and you're the, for people who may not know, we elect a mayor, and then the mayor hires you, and then you do all the work, and he, what, you know, goes to ribbon cuttings and flies around and is part of the conference of mayors, right?
In theory, but that is, as you know, knowing the mayor, that's absolutely not the case. It's probably furthest from the case.
Very good.
From reality. So.
Oh, and by the way, before we get going, I want to remind you that this interview is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Sorry about that. I'm terrible at radio. Back to David Stafford. So let's talk about some of the projects that you're overseeing right now. Obviously, the Baptist demolition. Where are we at with that? Where are we at in the process?
So the demolition of the actual towers is expected to begin within a week.
Oh, wow.
The work will start on Tower 1 and then go floor by floor. And then this phase, that includes the connector and tower buildings on the north side of the campus, if you're familiar with that campus near Avery Street. The debris is going to be hauled from Marino towards E. Sort of the next phase in that demo, and there's been a lot of activity. A lot of it's been internal to the buildings, as you know. But
remediation and, you know, getting rid of the stuff they can't just demolish, right?
Correct. This is a huge priority for the mayor going back a couple of years to make sure that the we don't have a big abandoned hospital in the center of our city.
And we still don't have a development plan, right? We still don't have anybody at this point, all we're guaranteed to do is get down to basically an empty lot, right?
There actually is something that's going to be coming before the CRA next week.
Oh.
The CRA board to kickstart that process. That's something that's being put forward by Councilman and CRA Chair Wiggins.
Okay. Which is good. It's his district, and he was kind of the one that led the charge to kill the deal with the Bayou group or whatever it was. So any shape on that proposal that you're able to say at this point?
I think it's basically the public engagement piece. But I would defer to Councilman Wiggins on that. It's his proposal.
Okay.
And again, that's going to be discussed before the CRA board next week.
Speaking of, I guess the CRA is going to entertain the possibility of expanding its footprint pretty significantly. Is that right?
Yeah, this is something that the CRA has been talking about for some time. And what's on for discussion for the CRA board meeting on Monday is a discussion about what a expansion would look like. There was a consultant that was engaged by the CRA board to come up with a plan. This was part of the CRA plans that were adopted by the CRA and the CRA boards. And so this is the next sort of progression in that process. But the item for Monday is a discussion item about what that would look like, which includes public engagement, among other things. And so that, again, will be an item for discussion by the CRA board on Monday.
And for people who may not know, and I always want to make sure that people who are new to the show or just maybe don't remember all, there's a lot of details to remember for local government. The Community Redevelopment Agency or area, depends whether it's the place or the board, the basic idea is we stop at a certain point in time with the valuation of the properties in that area. Anything increasing after that date, the property tax revenue has to go back into developing the area. It's meant to fix blight, like back on Palafox back in the day. The idea is you reinvest in that area and you eventually make a whole bunch more money. But that means that any growth in value would no longer be going into the general fund. Instead, it would be going specifically to reinvestment in that area, and they're talking about expanding it. Did I say anything wrong, David?
No, you got it. A lot of the projects that that are familiar to folks have in the city the last couple of years the CRA has played an important role in that. The other thing, of course, I'll say is that, you know, given the property tax amendment, I'm sure that is going to be a topic of, you know, I can imagine that's going to be a topic of discussion during that discussion on Monday.
And there's even, you know, there's been off and on talk about getting rid of CRAs. What would that mean? Obviously, money that's already been bonded would probably be protected from something like that for legal reasons. The mayor himself has brought up the question of, well, what happens to CRA bonded money if the property taxes are dramatically affected? And I'd say at this point, is it still true to say we just don't know yet what would happen there?
I mean, I think part of it, you know, we're still waiting for information from the property appraiser to see what the proposed impact on the CRAs would be.
Got it.
Getting
that
finalized data from them. Of course, you know, exactly what you said.
Data centers continue to be a topic of conversation. The mayor has said he's not interested in that kind of economic development within the city, but it's been at the Escambia Council, the Santa Rosa Commission, both have talked about it in the last couple of days or weeks. Anything that you guys have done, could do to change, you know, land development code, future land use? I know we just went through a rewrite at the LDC, but have you guys been looking at that, or are you confident that, like, it's just not going to happen right now?
Yeah, we have not, I think as the mayor has already said, we have not engaged in any conversations with folks or had any folks approach us about doing any kind of data center within the city limits. So as to your question about whether or not, our current land development code would support something like that, I think that's another question that I just don't have the answer to that right this second. But I just know that it's not been a topic of conversation as far as something that that the city has been engaged in seeking out data centers or even receiving inquiries about having them placed inside the city.
Yeah, and I've this morning and several other times mentioned my own observation is that I think that people are yelling and screaming about data centers because they don't want them in their backyards. Meanwhile, they're using their phones, they're watching videos on Netflix, they're asking Claude to write them an email. I mean, like, people, you know, they're going to have to go somewhere. The question is just where. You specifically get to take a little bit of a victory lap. You had two big hires this week, right? Or at least recently that you guys have put out this week.
That's right. That's right. We hired a new economic development director to come in behind Erica, who was the economic development director, and he pending approval by the affirmation by the city council.
Oh, this is a city council approval. Okay. All right. All director levels. Is that the idea?
Director levels are. That's
Got it.
Correct.
Okay.
And then a new assistant parks director. So two new hires that have started. Again, the economic development director will go before the city council on next Thursday.
And was that was Tanya the assistant until she moved up? Is that right? Or
she was.
So that's been vacant since she moved up. Okay, got it.
That's right.
Good. One of the other things, just kind of a. People might not be aware, but we want to make sure they are. The Bayfront redesign is taking public input. When is that meeting? I can't remember when that is offhand, but what are we going to do? Walking paths, how many lanes, foliage, kind of all of that, right?
Sure. The meeting's on Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 16th. It's at the Pensacola, the main library.
Spring Street. Okay.
The project complements the shared use path design that's underway by FDOT, Florida Department of Transportation, that's going to be providing a trail for walking and biking along Bayfront Parkway. And this design project kind of complements that with the proposed installation of trees, shrubs, and other amenities. And the idea behind this is something that we specifically set out to get public input, because we are going to have some input and what goes on there, what those improvements look like. So certainly encourages 5 to 6:30 on Tuesday, June 16th at the public library there on Spring Street.
All I know is that whatever we eventually land on, I hope that in the future, I will still be able to drive on the left lane going eastbound towards the bridge when it's raining and get the left side of my car washed by all the ferns. Cause that's what I count on right now.
I think, as I understand it, that the median is going to be everything's going to kind of shift north a little bit, and then the median's going to get smaller, if that makes sense. But it looks like the anticipated completion of the shared use path shared use path is the summer of 2028.
I know people are laughing because we all know exactly what I'm talking about exactly. With all this overgrowth. Hey, last thing I just wanted to ask you briefly about is somebody had asked me the question, and you know I figured I'd ask you. We now have Palo Fox back open. Any big incidents at the roundabouts? People getting confused, driving off the roads, running into each other, or so far so good?
No, as far as I guess in that from that perspective, I think no news is good news.
Yeah.
I think we've heard a lot of gotten a lot of input.
An earful, you might say. You
know, yeah, no, most of it's positive. You know, I took the opportunity to drive up and down at the first opportunity I had, and I think it's one of those things that people were anticipating some issues with the what was perceived to be a roundabout, but you know, clearly I think the drivers of City of Pensacola and those visitors have figured that out. So we're excited about the project. You know, it was the fact that it came in on time and under budget.
Yeah.
The fact that we've gotten just tremendous positive feedback from you know, citizens and downtown businesses, visitors alike. So we couldn't be more happy. And obviously that work still continues on the side streets.
Right.
So it'll be gone through the end of the year.
So you're telling me that people in Pensacola had an overly dramatic and heightened anxiety anticipatory reaction to something that turned out not to be so bad. It's weird. I've never seen that before.
I am saying that people love Palo Fox I certainly understand their apprehension, particularly if you're a business owner down there. But, you know, Adrian Walker and our staff did a tremendous job working with the local businesses, obviously under the leadership of the mayor. And obviously it was we consider that a hugely successful project and certainly appreciate the public's support. It's, you know, well positioned for the next 40 or 50 years.
You know, I would do want to say this one thing is I don't know who did the masonry work for the bricks, for the pavers, but I really noticed an incredible level of craftsmanship with it. If you go down and look at the side work near the pedestrian walk across at Jackson Square right by O'Reilly's there, and look particularly at the bricks, how they're placed, the angles that were cut, the thin piece. I mean, it really is a work of art. It's like a mosaic that you would see like at Grand Central Station or something like that. I mean, like it's very well done. And so, you know, I think kudos, and I'm sure it's that way all up and down the street. I just didn't pay attention to it everywhere else.
Yeah,
so.
It was, you know, Jerry Pate's company along with Wallace were the ones that did the Wallace. I think specifically it was the folks that did the paver. So yeah, we Site and Utility, Wallace, Steve Dana and the folks at Jerry Pate, I think all did a tremendous job.
Yeah, agreed. It's outstanding, quite frankly. Very good. David Stafford, he is the city manager for the city of Pensacola. I keep wanting to say Gulf Breeze he's the city administrator.
Administrator, that's right.
Sam Abel's going to be texting me. All right. so sorry. He is the city administrator for the city of Gulf Breeze. See, I did it. For the city of Pensacola. Thank you for being available on short notice this morning while the mayor is out. And I look forward to the press conference
absolutely.
Today. David, always appreciate your work, sir, and your availability.
Thank you, sir.